Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Opposite of Settling, How to Get Everything You Want, Out of Love and Life, Without Losing Your Spark by Case Kenny, is a modern self-help and relationships guide aimed at people who want committed love without sacrificing identity, ambition, or joy. Pushing back on the familiar idea that partnership inevitably requires shrinking yourself, Kenny argues that healthy love should expand who you are. The book reframes the goal from settling down into a conventional mold to settling up into a relationship that raises standards and supports mutual growth. Across dating, commitment, and self-development, it encourages readers to build a meaningful life first and then choose a partner who complements that life rather than defines it, blending an optimistic voice with practical reflection and mindfulness-oriented perspective. The book is positioned as a confidence reset for anyone who has felt diminished in past relationships or pressured by cultural timelines. Its purpose is to help readers pursue love with intention while protecting their spark and authenticity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, settling up redefining commitment as expansion, not compromise. A central idea in the book is that many people are taught to expect a trade-off in love commitment equals less freedom, less individuality, and fewer dreams pursued. Kenny challenges that script by introducing the idea of settling up, rather than choosing a relationship that requires you to lower your standards or dull your energy. Settling up means choosing partnership that elevates your life and your sense of self. The book encourages readers to examine where they have normalized frustration, emotional shrinking, or quiet resentment as the price of being with someone. In this framing, the point of commitment is not to become smaller and more manageable, but to become more fully yourself alongside someone who values that. Settling up also implies reciprocity. Both partners should feel supported, respected, and empowered. The relationship becomes a place where independence and togetherness can coexist. Instead of using stability as an excuse for stagnation, the book argues for a version of stability that provides safety for growth. This redefinition offers a hopeful lens for readers who want lasting love without losing momentum in their personal lives. Secondly, the Michelangelo effect, a partner who reveals your best self. Kenny uses the Michelangelo effect as a memorable metaphor for what the right relationship can do. Like a sculptor revealing a figure within stone, a supportive partner can help bring out the version of you that already exists but needs encouragement to fully show up. Importantly, this is not presented as a completion narrative, where another person fills a hole. The emphasis is that you can and should do most of your growing independently, and that partnership is an added force that can help with the final push toward authenticity. In practice, the concept highlights subtle but meaningful ways partners influence each other, whether you feel emboldened to take healthy risks, express your humor, pursue a goal, or speak up for your needs. The Michelangelo framing also helps clarify what does not fit. If you consistently feel edited, second-guessed, or pressured to abandon what makes you you, the relationship is not revealing your ideal self, it is reshaping you for comfort or control. The book encourages readers to notice which relationships bring ease and self-expression, and which bring self-censorship. Thirdly, build a full life first, choosing someone to do life with. Another key message is to stop treating romance as the starting line of real life. Kenny critiques the cultural habit of postponing fulfillment until you find the one, which can place too much pressure on dating and can lead to choices rooted in fear of being alone. Instead, the book promotes building a life that feels purposeful while single friendships, interests, career direction, health, and a sense of identity that does not depend on being chosen. From that foundation, the goal shifts from finding someone to build your life to finding someone to do life with. The distinction matters because it changes the energy of dating. If you already have a life you value, you are more likely to choose partners who align with it and less likely to tolerate dynamics that diminish you. It also reframes partnership as an expansion of what is already working, not a rescue from emptiness. This approach supports healthier standards and clearer boundaries because you are not bargaining away your needs for the promise of a future. The book positions this as both empowering and practical for navigating modern dating choices. Fourthly, standards and boundaries that protect your spark. The book repeatedly ties fulfilling love to self-respect, which shows up as standards and boundaries. Kenny encourages readers to be honest about what makes them feel alive, valued, and emotionally safe, and to treat those needs as legitimate rather than excessive. B says, this is especially relevant for people who recognize patterns of overfunctioning in relationships where they carry the emotional labor, compromise first, and rationalize disappointment. In the settling up model, boundaries are not walls meant to push people away. They are clarity about what you will and will not accept so that love can be sustainable. The book also implies that standards are not about perfection or rigid checklists. They are about alignment, shared values, mutual effort, and respect for individuality. When someone consistently asks you to dim your ambition, downplay your personality, or abandon your routines to keep the peace, the cost is your spark. But Kenny pushes readers to notice these smaller moments of self-abandonment because they accumulate into long-term dissatisfaction. By prioritizing boundaries, readers can date and commit with more intention and less fear-based accommodation. Lastly, mindfulness and intentional dating, choosing uplift over anxiety. Kenny blends a reflective, mindfulness-oriented approach with practical guidance for modern relationships. Rather than chasing intensity, ambiguity, or the adrenaline of uncertainty, the book encourages readers to pay attention to how a connection affects their nervous system and self-perception. Do you feel grounded and more like yourself, or do you feel preoccupied, smaller, and constantly evaluating your worth? This focus supports intentional dating, where choices are guided by values and emotional clarity instead of momentum alone. The book also helps readers question fear-based habits, such as staying in situations that do not meet their needs because starting over feels exhausting or because time pressure makes any relationship seem better than none. Mindfulness, in this context, is not passive acceptance. It is awareness that supports better decisions. By slowing down and observing patterns, readers can identify partners who genuinely amplify their lives rather than partners who only fit a narrative of being taken. This topic connects the book's optimism to concrete behavior changes, dating with more self-trust, clearer standards, and a stronger sense of personal direction. In conclusion, The Opposite of Settling is best suited for readers who want a serious relationship but do not want the emotional burden of becoming less themselves to keep it. If you have a history of losing your voice in dating, overgiving, ignoring misalignment, or feeling pressure to follow a conventional timeline, the book offers a re-centering perspective. Its practical benefit is the shift from scarcity thinking to standards-based choice, build a life you enjoy, then choose a partner who adds to it. The book also provides a useful way to evaluate relationships by their effect on your authenticity, not just by chemistry or potential. Intellectually, it stands out for the clarity of its core metaphors, especially the distinction between settling down and settling up and the Michelangelo effect, which helps readers remember what healthy partnership should feel like. Compared with many dating and relationship titles that focus heavily on tactics, the book's positioning is more values-driven. It emphasizes self-respect, mutual growth, and independence within commitment. While some readers may find the message reiterated across chapters, that repetition can also function as reinforcement for people unlearning the idea that love requires self-erasure. Overall, it is an accessible guide for pursuing love and life with intention and spark. If you would like to support Case Kenny, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.